This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to Prophetic Tuesday. You are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe. We're broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas, and we are so delighted that you are here with us today. Now, I know many of you might be a little confused, saying, wait, Prophetic Tuesday, I thought we were supposed to hear from Pastor Dale. And no, obviously this isn't Pastor Dale. This is Allison Kieber, and I'm filling in for him today so that he can be with some of his family. And I am delighted to be here with you today, so excited to share this time with you. Now, I will tell you, you are going to hear from Pastor Dale this week. Tomorrow, he's got a special prophetic session that he will be bringing you because God has placed some words on his heart for 2018 specifically, some corporate words that have been placed in him to share with you. So he should be on back tomorrow sharing with you about that. But in the meantime, I'm here to spend the next hour with you guys, and we just kind of started off with one of my favorite songs there by Hillsong Church called Wonder, and I absolutely love that song. It's a great song for me to just get in to just kind of my place, right? My place where I can sit and just be with Holy Spirit. Now, today we are going to dive into some words for many of you. Very excited. I have so much to share with you about my prayer time as I was praying over your names this morning. God had just, he just done a work this morning I have to share with you. He gave me one word this morning that I really feel throughout this broadcast that we're going to that's going to be revealed to many of you, and I'll share a little bit about that. But first, I need to make sure that we kind of go into some of the disclaimers and all of that. And so remember that you are listening to BPN Radio, and the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our other programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. And like I said before, we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. We want to give a special shout out to all of you who are new, who are joining us, but also to our loyal listeners. And I know that many of you watch us on Facebook Live and you're not seeing those as often. And the biggest reason there is to know that it's all through prayer. It's definitely all done through prayer and what God is directing for us to do. So if you don't see us on Facebook Live, one thing that you can be sure of is that you can always hear us here on bpnradio.com. So make sure you're sharing with your friends how they can tune in. We know that one word from God can change your life forever. It's a reason that so many people tune in to Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday, why they are two of our most listened to programs throughout the week. And it's just very obvious that that people desire to hear a word from the Lord. Now, as we dive in, it's important to remember that a prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she will not give you your vision. God gives you that directly, and he reveals it to you as you listen to him and you follow him. You know, God puts his thoughts within us through the Holy Spirit. And if God's given you a vision, know that that vision will be accompanied by a passion and not just a mere interest. And so some of us kind of question, like, you know, I feel like I have some vision for my life. But if the passion to absolutely persevere it with just a tenacity like you've never known, it's possible that that could just be one of your own visions. And having your own visions isn't a bad thing, but having a vision from God is very different. It comes with that tenacity and that passion to absolutely go after it. It's kind of a no matter what, this is going to get done. This vision is going to come forth. And so according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. Remember, it's not a chapter. It's not a book. It's just a word from the Lord. Only a small part of a much bigger picture. Remembering that the word is, it's just that. It's just a word, right? And some of you will get one word. Some of you will get a sentence. Some of you will get a paragraph. Some of you will get what feels like a novel. And know that it's exactly what God wants to reveal to you right here and now. Now, a prophetic word can be a now word, it can be a future word, it can be a confirming word, or it can be a brand new word. As 1 Corinthians 14:3 states, but he who prophesies speaks in edification and exhortation and comfort to men. And isn't that the truth, right? Holy Spirit is the great comforter, right? And when he gives someone a word, you can rest that that word is going to bring you comfort. Even if it's a word that may stir you up a little bit. And trust me, I've had some words that I've thought in the past, like, whew, I don't know if I want to receive that one. It stirs me up a little bit. It makes me a little uncomfortable. But yet at the same time, knowing that God wants me to step just a little bit outside of my comfort zone, again, my comfort zone, because he's the great comforter, right? Maybe that's a word for someone right there, is that understanding that the Holy Spirit being your great comforter, right? He comforts all, right? So when you step outside of your comfort zone, you'll still be comforted by him. Now, as you receive this word, you must receive it in your spirit, understanding that your mind does not have the full capability or the capacity to receive the things of the supernatural. And I was just speaking about this with someone the other night, of that, you know, the things that had happened in his life, he can't understand it. And really put his finger on it in the natural. And there's just so much that has happened to him recently. He's been delivered. He's been set free. And so much that has happened to him that he can't even really articulate it in the natural. But in the supernatural, it starts to make sense and it's revealed to him. And so once you receive it in your spirit, you need to take ownership of the word. and you need to write it down. Write it down. And that means if you have to keep going, you know, push rewind, keep going back, write it down, because you're going to need to rehearse it, right? Rehearse it. So after your prophecy has been received, then you must rest in that word. And I believe that that's a word for this season for so many, is the word rest, because our definition of rest is so different than God's definition of rest. And some of us really think like, you know, well, I'll just push as hard as I possibly can, and then I'll rest when I'm done pushing. And God's saying, no. There's this place where in me you can find rest in the middle of chaos, in the middle of the hurricane, in the eye of the storm, there is rest. And so you must rest in that word. You must allow it to soak in to your spirit. And then you must wait for confirmation. And you must wait for the fulfillment of that word. So many of us hunger for a word from the Lord. And I'm believing that today you're going to receive a word from the Lord. Now, if you believe that, I want you to say, I am expectant. I am expectant that today I will receive a word from God. My spirit will be stirred, and today I will get a word. I believe it. I'm expecting it. And you need to declare that. You need to speak that out, because today there are going to be some words that are spoken, and they're going to have someone else's name attached to that word. But something in your spirit is going to stir. Something is going to feel like, wait a second, God's going to push you again to say, I take ownership of that word, right? And he's going to press you to write it down. And he's going to encourage you to rehearse it. And what most of all, what he's going to do, he's going to say, come with me. Let me reveal to you all that I have to share with you. Because remember, he's just using a prophet to give you a word, not a chapter, not a book. Just a word, but believing today that God has a word for you. Now, before we get started, of course, I want to open us in prayer. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this ministry, God. God, we thank you for Pastor Dale and Jean. God, we just ask that you be with them and their family today. And God, we just thank you for those who are listening today. We thank you that you have placed the right people here with us today to receive a word from you, God. God, thank you for allowing us to be vessels and allowing us to do your work, God. God, we give you all the glory. God, we edify you and we honor you. Most of all, God, we glorify you. God, we know that we cannot do anything within our own strength, but it's through the strength of you, God, that we can do all. And God, I thank you for reminding us that when we rest in you, God, in that rest, you renew us and you give us strength, God. God, I thank you. I thank you for giving me a voice that can be heard by so many, God, a voice that speaks your words of comfort and kindness and love and truth and sincerity and authenticity, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, I ask today that you remove all obstacles that are standing in the way of those who need to be listening today, God. God, I ask that you remove all obstacles that might be standing in the way of our equipment so that it may work properly, God. God, I ask that you remove all obstacles and all sense of self as I prophesy today and speak your word, God. God, we love you and we honor you, and we ask that you allow your spirit to be with us right now, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. Well, as James 5:16 states, the effective and fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so I hope all of you are standing in that word right there, and you are in fervent prayer. I'm believing today that the words that God wants to speak to you are those who have been in fervent prayer for a word. Now, like I shared with you, God gave me this one word this morning as I was praying over the many names that came in through our Facebook posts that we put out there, and the names that have come in and prior shows, all of the names that we've written down. And I was praying over these names, and as God was revealing the words to me, I was hearing one word that was being woven through every single person that He gave me a word for. And so I'm believing that this word is going to stir in your spirit the entire broadcast. That even if your name isn't spoken, that there will be a stirring in your spirit, and you will know that there is a word, it is just one word, that is for you. And God told me to keep this word and reveal it only at the end. Because God wants to show you that He is speaking to you. Now, of course, not all will receive this word. Not all will receive it, but many will. And God told me that there will be testimonies and new belief, and a whole new glory will be given to Him. Whew. All right. So I hope you have your journals ready. If you're driving, don't do that. But when you are listening to this again with that expectation that you have a word coming to you, that will be revealed to you. The first name that I have today is for Jewel R. in Spring, Texas. Jewel R. in Spring, Texas. The saying goes, if you see a turtle sitting on a fence post, you can rest assured that he didn't get there by himself. Just as the success of your business, the future success depends on your ability and your desire to keep recognizing, encouraging, and bringing up other leaders. You can't do a mighty deed by yourself, and you certainly can't do a mighty deed in isolation. Draw on your network. Draw on the existing relationships that you have worked so hard to build. Your influence and your willingness to rise up others will greatly determine the future success of your business. And Jewel, I just got this sense that as God was giving me this word, that you are someone who says, I'll just take it all on. I'll take it all on. This is my responsibility. Just go ahead and let me take it all on. I'll do this. I'll do that. And God was just revealing to me that what He was saying here is that you have to stop doing that. You have to trust other people. You have to allow them to rise up, and you have to trust them, because you in your own right can only get to so much success. Right? And so what He's saying is that with allowing others to rise up, that you will have even more success. And so I bless you, Jewel, and I bless this word as it speaks to you and stirs up in your spirit. Baby, my levels are like way off the chart over here. I don't know if you can see that. My husband's operating the controls from back here. They're way off the charts over here. Okay, so this next word, sorry, you guys are dealing with live radio here. It's even giving me like a yellow signal that I'm going too high.
There's Michael saying you need to turn it up. I'm like, what are you
doing? Okay, all right. So just, let's see, this next word that I have is for Sherry H. in Texas. Sherry H. in Texas. Sherry, God shared a word for me, for you with me today, and He said, be patient. Be patient. God's been using this season to help build your faith through patience. He says, remember, I don't need your help, Sherry. He just needs your cooperation. He says sometimes that cooperation is simply being still and trusting that his time is always best. He's had a great word for you. A great word was spoken over you once before. And you rehearsed that word. You've been sitting in that word and you've been growing a little anxious because the word felt like it was spoken so long ago. And when you received it, it felt like a now word. Remember, it can be a now word or a future word. And God is saying, yes, I see that you are eager for that word to come to pass. Yes, you've been very eager. But he says, Sherry, patience. Patience and trust. Patience and trust. He says, keep walking in faith. Keep walking in faith. And I hear God expanding that right now, is that remember when he has spoken a word to you, he does not forget the words that he has spoken to you. He does not forget the promises that he has made to you. And I just bless you, Sherry. I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. This next word that I have is for Maria. Maria A. in Florida. Maria A. in Florida. Maria, I heard God say the word favor. Favor. So many questions of favor recently. God says, do you think you have less favor than someone else? Maria, what you focus on only increases. No more focusing on your lack. No more focusing on your lack. It's time to focus on all of the favor that has been specifically and uniquely poured out to you. Focus on your favor. Financial favor is not the only type of favor. It's not even the greatest, God says. But he said he has poured out great favor upon you. Maria, you've been given many gifts and many talents, and they all rest inside of you. Many of them you have allowed to lay dormant for some time. Maria, focus on the favor, not the lack. No more comparing her favor to your favor. You have an entirely different assignment. Focus on the favor. And I bless you, Maria, and I bless that word for you. And again, I believe that that was a word for many right there, of how many of us compare someone else's favor to ours. And for some reason, we get the mindset that they have more favor when God said, no, their favor is just different. And it's easy to see someone with financial favor and think that you lack in that department. And this is what I hear God expanding this word for me this morning. I actually heard it as I was getting ready for this. And is that he said, so many of us focus on the favor that other people have, that we can't see our own favor that we've been given. And while you're busy looking at someone else's favor, there is someone else who's looking at your favor and wanting what you have. And God, I just heard God saying, if all of my children could just focus on the favor that they were specifically and uniquely given, things would get done so much faster. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for reminding us that we all have your favor, God, that your favor is poured out to each and every one of us, God. God, and that your prophet Isaiah even reminded us of that. Even reminded us of that. God, that your son, Jesus, reminds us of that. That we were worth it. that we were worth it. And I thank you, Jesus, for that word for so many of us right now and this time. God, and I just pray those who receive that word, that they focus on their favor. So many gifts and talents that are being held locked up because the focus is in the wrong place. God, and I thank you that you are releasing today. You are releasing those gifts and talents. And you are revealing those to us. God, and that no matter what age we are, that we still can have gifts and talents that don't know age. I thank you, Jesus, for that word. And I bless all of you who receive that word in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. This next word that I have is for Anahi C in Alabama. And I hope I'm saying that right. It was A-N-A-H-I, Anahi C in Alabama. Anahi, God said, you are unique. You are different. And you feel that way. He says, but you are brave and you are bold and you are beautiful. Remembering that being unique and being different are a good thing. Being unique and being different are a good thing. You are brave and bold and beautiful. Our Heavenly Father delights in your obedience and the walking out of your gifting to evangelize. Yes, you are an evangelist. He has set his word upon your heart to share with the world. And although you may be young, you will be given a stage to speak from. He's going to give you a stage to share his love and his truth. And Anahi, you will write music. You will write music that thousands and thousands will sing. Continue to be faithful. Influence is being built around you. Influence is being built around you. And I bless you, Anahi, and that word for you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Are we good on the controls, babe? We're good. Okay. I've got Robin J. in South Carolina. Robin J. in South Carolina. Robin, God told me that you're a prayer warrior. Generational chains are being broken, and God's plan is being revealed through your prayers. And then he got very specific and said, your great grandchildren will lay hands. They will prophesy, and they will spread the love and the joy of the Lord throughout many nations. Yes, your great-grandchildren will honor the prayers and the legacy that you have built by being obedient and steadfast. Mighty woman of God, your prayers, your generational prayers are claiming victory now today for what's to come. And he wants to validate you this morning. He wants to validate you. Yes, he sees that you are a warrior. Keep up the mighty kingdom work, my beloved. Your great-grandchildren will one day say, I am who I am because of the prayers my great-grandma prayed. Write them down. Write them down and journal them. He said, or maybe even vlog them so they will know. So they will know, they will hear, and they will read the prayers that were prayed for them. And I bless you, Robin, and I bless your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren. You are building a strong lineage. You are building a strong lineage, and your legacy will echo for years. Thank you, Jesus, for women like Robin. Thank you, Jesus. And I bless you, Robin, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I've got Danielle M. from Louisiana. Danielle M. from Louisiana. Danielle, God said you've come to a crossroad. And it's time to make a decision. He has blessed you with the gift of discernment. He has blessed you with the gift of discernment. Stop letting fear keep you from second guessing. Stop letting fear keep you from second guessing. And Danielle, what I heard when God was giving this to me is that there's something that you're faced with, and I believe it's a job. That there's something that you are faced with right now, and there's a lot of confusion happening around this decision. Yet God's giving you a great discernment that He set inside of you, and you know what the answer is. You know which way to walk. But all Satan's trying to do is just absolutely confuse you, so you don't walk out in that. And God says, find the peace that only I can give you. Find the peace that only I can give you and walk out in that discernment. And I see this, Danielle. I see that as you start to walk out in this gifting, this anointing of discernment that you have, it's going to lead to future steps that you take with conviction. Future steps that you will take with conviction because of this one step where God said, use your discernment, use this gifting, this anointing that I've placed inside of you. And that's going to lead to other big decisions that will be placed upon you that you will have to make. And God will give you that discernment to know which way is the right way to go. It's a gifting and it's anointing that He's put upon you. And you've always had it there. You've always kind of just said, I just kind of knew, right? I just kind of knew. And God said, that's what that discernment is. That was the discernment to just kind of know. And that same discernment with this big decision right now, I believe it's a decision over a job, that God's saying, go with the peace that I've given you. Go with the peace that I have given you. And Danielle, I bless you and I bless this word for you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I was going to invite my husband to come over and pray for you all just a little bit. He's a mighty man of God and a great prayer warrior. And turn it over to him and let him pray for you for a moment. Take my mic off and switch to him.
Yes, here we go. And switching the mic around is lots of fun as we practice a new mic here. So if we get a little clicking and popping here, I apologize. But wonderful job. Those words that Allison's delivering today are just are striking deep, and hopefully all of you out there are appreciating those. We'd love to hear your feedback here at BPN Radio, and obviously you can do so through Facebook on the Dale Gentry fan page, or if you would like to, you can also send us an email at breakoutministries@gmail.com. If one of these words has impacted you and something that was a confirming word from you, of course, we'd love to hear that, because I know Allison doesn't know who you are. She just sees your names, the states, the cities, and goes into prayer, locks herself away, prays, and just sits with the Lord and writes down what she hears. And so, again, confirmation is always fun. Great to hear for us and for others to hear. For those of you that tune in regularly to BPN Radio, we encourage you to share BPN Radio and Prophetic Tuesdays, Thursdays, and, of course, Breakout Radio Church that happens on Sunday mornings. And so invite your friends to tune in. We do Facebook Lives so often. We are always live on BPN Radio through the TuneIn app or at bpnradio.com. BPN Radio is a ministry program. And if it's fully funded and supported by our loyal viewers and listeners, just like yourselves. And so we are so grateful for all of those who give to this program, to give to this ministry, to extend our reach, to get more programming out there that impacts more lives. In fact, we've recently been able to start Marketplace Saturdays right here on BPN Radio, where if you tune in on Saturdays from 9 a.m. all the way until midnight, you're going to hear programming based on giving you tools for business, and helping you, grow in certain ways. Maybe you need just to hear a word about business that is something that's going to get you thinking a different way about what you're doing. Or maybe you're an employee looking to grow and need some personal development. Well, Marketplace Saturdays is a great place to tune in, and you're going to hear programming all day long on Marketplace Saturdays related to business and growth and just becoming more. And that's actually, it's hosted by Rick Gentry. And in fact, if we are looking for other contributors to our Marketplace Saturdays. And so if you'd like to have a voice on BPN Radio for Marketplace Saturday, you can reach out to Rick Gentry, BPNRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's Rick Gentry, BPNRadio@gmail.com. And you can send him a message, and obviously he'd love to, you know, have a conversation about what's on your heart for sharing on the radio waves, and again, come to terms with maybe something that you'd love to be a part of with here at BPN. Also, on Sundays, we have Preaching Sundays, and so we are kicking off Preaching Sundays very soon, where we're opening up the airwaves of BPN Radio to those of you who may be new pastors or are experienced pastors and would like to have an international voice that reaches all across the globe through the internet radio of BPN. And reach our listeners out there. And if that's you, we'd love to hear from you as well. And you can send an email to breakoutministries@gmail.com. And subject to Preaching Sundays, I want in. And, you know, we'll have somebody contact you and talk about a programming option for you on Preaching Sundays. Maybe you've got a word on your heart. So we just want to thank you. And as we move into our time of giving here, I just want to offer you the opportunity to give to BPN Radio. We are a ministry, and all of your contributions are a tax deduction, and you can give by heading over to BPN Radio and scroll down to the bottom of the page where you'll find a donate button where it allows you to give through PayPal via a debit or a credit card, or you can pay and give via check as well. And so if you prefer and want to just give via a check, you can do so by making your checks out to Breakout Ministries and sending those checks to P.O. Box 91985. I'm sorry. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And so, again, if that's on your heart to give, we appreciate that. Let's just pray for you all out there. Thank you, O God, for all of our listeners, all of those who tune into BPN Radio and who support this program. Lord, that we just continue to dominate the airwaves that have so much negativity on them, that we can come to those out there who are seeking more, who are seeking to know you more, God, who are seeking something in their lives that they can't get elsewhere, Lord, that you've brought them to us here, God, that they continue to share this ministry out there, that we continue to touch hearts across this nation and across this world, that again, you know, that we spur a revival across this nation, Lord, of people that are hungry to know you more, God, to just honor and worship you, Lord, that we continue that mission that was put on Dale Gentry's heart to lead a revival across this nation and across the world, God, that we bring more people to know who you are, to know your love, God, to know how much you do are there and love them, God. We just pray for all of those out who there who are confused, who are stuck in a pattern of self-doubt, of just negativity, of thinking that they're stuck. And we pray that you give them direction, Lord, that they can break the patterns that they're in right now to find a new pattern, to find you, God, that you just put in their hearts and in their minds a new way of looking at things so that they see you first, Lord, and that they hear your Holy Spirit move in their lives and work throughout their families, their communities, and this great nation. Lord, we thank you again so much for all of those out there. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so we're going to take a quick break here and listen to some music again, and we hope that you enjoy one of our favorite songs as Allison's going to go ahead and push play. So we'll be right back. All right, we're back, and I guess the music is not working for some apparent reason, but we can sing a song together if you love my singing voice, or we can just get right back into Prophetic Tuesday with Allison Keeber. And again, thank you so much for being a part of BPN Radio, and we appreciate you guys and love you. Here's Allison.
Gosh, sorry about that, guys. I really wanted to play Lauren Daigle for you. I sometimes get excited when we're just on the radio because it means that we can play music. We don't get to play a lot of music when we're on Facebook Live because of some of the restrictions that are on there. And I don't know about you, but music is absolutely just speaks to my soul, and it just does something in me, and I feel the spirit. And so I wanted to share that all with you, but I guess that's not happening today. So we're going to go right back into some words. Thank baby for coming in and that great prayer. Stand in agreement with so much of that. This next word that I have is for Amanda H. Amanda H. in Texas. Let's see, I want to make sure that I'm in the right place. Yes, Amanda H. in Texas. Amanda, you have been given great influence. You have been given great influence. You have an anointing upon you, a ministry for women in your heart. You have a ministry for women in your heart. Oh, no. You have a ministry for women in your heart. I'm going to back up to that word really quick. So this word is for Amanda H. in Texas. Amanda H. in Texas. You've been given great influence. You have an anointing upon you, and you have a ministry for women in your heart. I hear God saying that you will host an event where many women will gather. It's a large event, an event where many will be poured into. Many will be set free, and many will be called out. It's a movement that will start to take place. This movement begins with you. This movement begins with you, Amanda. A movement that God has been weaving into your heart for several years now. He wants to show it to you. Come into your quiet place and rest with Him. Use your gift of writing and let His words paint the picture of the event. He's going to show you the venue. He's going to show you the people. Yes, you are going to see specific faces. He's going to show you the speakers that will lock arms with you. He's even going to let you hear the sound and the smell. He's going to let you see the gifts that will be given to those who attend, the decorations and this in the center of the tables. Yes, you will see it all. He will show it to you, all of it. Paint it with words. Because His vision will be carried out through you to others that are destined to be there and lock arms with you. And He says, Amanda, this isn't just one event. It's the beginning of many events. And I got those Holy Ghost goosebumps when I was receiving this word and when I was just delivering it just now. So, Amanda, that is awesome. I bless you in Jesus' name, and I bless that word for you in Jesus' name. And this next word that I have is for Amy W. Amy W., you are from St. Clair Shores, Michigan. St. Clair Shores, Michigan. Well, I have to tell you that I believe that it was no coincidence that I got to receive your name today. that God gave me a word for you today. You may not know this, but my maiden name is St. Clair, spelt the exact same way as the place that you are from, Amy. And so I found it as no coincidence when Papa Dale sent me a message and said, I know that you have a specific word for Amy. And I told her that you would share it today. And I was, okay, that's so awesome. So I also believe that it's no coincidence that every person that God gave me a word for today had one word that was woven in to all of your words. And I told you that I would share that with you here as we come to a close at the end. Well, Amy, that word is a word for you. Amy, you've been given a great sphere of influence. That's the word. The word that's been stirring in many of your spirits today, and maybe even yesterday and days leading up to this. Influence. Amy, you are gentle and you are kind, but you are bold at the same time. You are honest and you're trustworthy. And this has and will continue to increase your influence. You are a fisher of men. Just as Matthew 4:19 states, follow me and I will make you fisher of men. Amy, God has given you a net. A very large net. A net that was meant to be cast out. Now, to fully understand your role as a fisher of men, he says you must also understand the net. Nets. Nets are woven strands of roped fibers designed to contain certain items, while at the same time letting others pass through. Nets provide a flexible filter to help fishers catch their fish. And Amy, this word just, it shook me this morning that, again, it's that how many of us feel that we've been called to be fisher of men, but we haven't taken the time to actually understand the influence in the equipment and what we are to work with. The net. Understand that the net is not made to capture all. Remember, he said, fibers designed to contain certain items, while at the same time letting others pass through. You cannot focus on the ones that pass through. You must focus on your own catch. Understanding that if you throw your net back out too quickly, you might as well have not thrown it out at all. Focus on your catch. There is a whole network of fishers of men that I have called. Perhaps the ones that fall through are assigned to one of the other fishers. Understanding that I've given each and every one of you a unique net. A net that was very specifically made for your influence, your gifts, and your talents. That allows the ones that you are designed to catch while letting others pass through. Focus on your catch. For this is where your influence lies. For this is where your influence lies. And like I said in the beginning, God was stirring in me all morning this word of influence. And I just knew that there would be many of you who would be listening today. And when I spoke that word, there was something in your spirit that like jumped. It like it leapt, saying, yes, Yes, I receive that. Influence. Such a powerful word. Such a powerful gift. This is the word. Influence. And God wants to speak to you right now. He says, many of you are in areas of frustration. There's things after things after things that don't seem to be going your way. It's like you're looking and praying and saying to God, nothing can ever go my way. Why? He says, I even see some of you on your knees crying out, why, God, why? I give all this effort and it leads to frustration and emptiness. He says, and it feels like you're forcing it, right? There's some of you who feel like you're out there and you're working really hard, but yet at the same time, it's like you're forcing it on your power. And God wants to speak to you because he says, it's because you're not operating in the sphere of influence that I have given you. He says, no, you're trying to operate in your own sphere. And so it's leading to an overwhelming feeling. It's leading to a feeling of lack and feelings of failure, feelings of defeat, feelings of burnout, and feelings of being left out. God says, this is what happens when you walk into the wrong arena. When you walk into the wrong arena and you try to do it on your own. Today I want to encourage you. I want to encourage those of you who this word speaks to ask God to reveal to you your sphere of influence. Because you have one. Ask God to reveal to you your tribe. Ask God to reveal to you your circle. Ask God to reveal to you your arena. And most importantly, ask God to bring to you divine appointments. And he says, and when I've brought them to you, you recognize them. And you give them time and you give them effort. And you will find that when you are walking out in the arena, in the sphere of influence, with your tribe, with your circle, you won't even feel like you're trying. There will be no feelings of forcing it. Because yes, there is a sphere, there is a tribe, there is a circle, there is an arena that you have already been given great influence in. Great influence. And that's where I want to close it out today. I want to close it out with that word. The word that God wove into so many of your words today. So many of you that received words from God that really stood on that same foundation. That same foundation of influence. And I'm believing that there are so many of you who are listening that your spirit is absolutely leaping right now. Absolutely leaping over this word of influence. And I know what God is saying today is that he's saying, believe in the favor that I've given you. Focus on the favor. Focus on your own catch. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus just gave me this picture right here and right now of all of these fishers standing on the banks of rivers, casting out nets. And bringing in the nets. And some of us are so busy watching what others bring in that we can't see our own catch. Some of us are coming up with empty nets because we're far more focused on the guy down the river. Focusing on what you think he's taking from you. Focusing on the massive catch that he is catching, and yet you don't know even a bit of his story. And yet you compare. I believe that God is reminding you today that he's not interested in your place or your position or your circumstances. He's interested in your future. He's interested in you focusing on what is supposed to be contained in your net. And trusting that he has aligned enough fishers. And he's raising up and he's calling out every single day more and more fishers of men because he knows what is needed. Father God, I just pray right now, those of us who are throwing out our nets and we're focused on someone else's net, or we're focused on their catch, or we're focused on the lack of what's in our net, God, that we shift our focus. That we shift our focus and come back to exactly what you would have us to do, which is focus on our own catch, God. God, and that we see that we have great influence. That we may look at someone other's path and think, that's the path I want to take, but it's not the path that you have for us, God. God, and I pray that those who have lost focus, refine focus, God, because I know that some of those fisher of men that you're bringing up downstream, God, that you're simply raising them up because of the fishers that you called out before upstream aren't doing their job. God, may we all focus on the job that you have given us so that at the end of it all, you can look at us and say, well done, good and faithful servant. You were a fisher of men. You were given a sphere of influence. And you focused on your own catch. We thank you, Jesus, for the words that you delivered today. We thank you, Jesus, for the expansion of these words. And we thank you, Jesus, for the expansion that is going to happen in the lives of those who are stirred by this particular broadcast, by this particular word, the expansion that will come from them regaining focus, God. Thank you, God, for reminding us about the net. God, it's not a sheet or a blanket that's meant to catch all. And that we were never meant to hold on to that responsibility or that shame or that guilt, that the ones that pass through are the ones that are supposed to pass through. And we give them to you, God, and trust that you have set up fishers downstream that are assigned with specific nets to catch them. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Thank you so much for being with us today. Pastor Dale will be back tomorrow with words for 2018. And I'll be back to join you for Prophetic Thursday with more words specifically for you. We love you. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you. their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.